chapter 6 and verse 33, it begins with the word but, and it ends with the word you. So it's important, isn't it? Ready? But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Now, all I have with me this morning by way of an object lesson is just a large piece of paper, and on it, I hope we can all see it, even away up in the gallery there, it says number one. Now, I'm not going to do this, but I wonder if I came round the church this morning on this lovely sunny summer Sunday and asked you what is number one in your life. I wonder what you would say. I don't know what you would say. If you're a wee boy or a girl, you'd perhaps say, the summer holidays, because that's what would have been number one when I was your age. Someone had come to me in the month of June and said, Gordon, what's number one in your life? I would have said, the summer holidays. I'm looking forward to them. Perhaps it might be your car. Perhaps it might be your job. Perhaps it might be somebody, a male or a female. So we'll let that be your secret this morning. And you'd be able to say, that's number one for me. All right? That's number one for me. And that's really what the Lord Jesus meant when he talked about putting God's kingdom first. He really meant make it number one. And everything else is number two, three, four, five, six, and seven. I want to tell you a wee story this morning, and then I'll show you this at the end of my story, about a boy. Well, we'll call him a boy because he was 19, and from where I look now, 19, you're just a boy. And his name was William Hunter. Now, William Hunter didn't live yesterday. He lived 450 years ago. That's a long time, isn't it? So we don't know everything about William Hunter, but we do know some things. So let me tell you some of the things we know. We know that he left his home in Brentwood and went to London because he wanted to be a silk weaver. Long, long ago, way back in the 1500s, William Hunter left his home and went to London. And so he started to learn his trade. He was called an apprentice. And he became quite clever at silk weaving. But you know, boys and girls and men and women, at that time when William Hunter lived, people were forced to go to church. Sometimes I wish it could come back, but that was what it was like in those far off days. They were forced to go to church. And they were also forced to believe whatever the preacher told them, even although what he told them wasn't found in the Bible. And William Hunter didn't like this. So William stopped going to church, and he stayed at home, and he read the Bible for himself. Things got difficult for William Hunter, and he was forced to leave London and go back home again. One day, he went into church, the church in Brentwood, and he saw a Bible. And he started to read the Bible. He was very interested in what the Bible said. And as he was reading the Bible, the preacher came in. And you know, the preacher was very angry. Isn't that strange? I mean, if I came into church one day and found you reading the Bible, I wouldn't be angry. I'd be very interested. And I would say, what are you reading? But this man didn't want William to read the Bible, because if he read the Bible, he would find out that what this man was preaching was wrong. So he got very angry with William. And a big argument started. And a great and terrible thing happened to William. From reading the Bible in church that day, he was eventually put into prison. And eventually he was brought before the most important man in London at that time, who was called Bishop Bonner. And Bonner said, now listen, William, he said, you're not allowed to read the Bible, and you're not allowed to believe what you think the Bible teaches. You must listen to us read the Bible, and you must believe what we teach. But you know, although he was only 19, and he was only an apprentice silk weaver, William Hunter stood up to Bishop Bonner, and he said, "I will believe only what God's word says." A strange thing was this, that Bishop Bonner started to like this young man. In fact, he said to him, "I like thee very well." "Now listen, William," he said. "If you stop reading the Bible, and you stop talking about what the Bible teaches, I will give thee £40, and you will be able to start your own business." Well, now to us, £40 doesn't sound very much, but that was 450 years ago. That's maybe like £40,000 today. And he says, "I will make you a freeman of the city of London. I like thee very well." Now here was a problem for William, wasn't it? He could have £40, an immense amount of money. He could set up his own business. He could be a freeman of the city of London, go wherever he wanted in London and set up shop and sell wherever he needed. Or he could be faithful to the Saviour and to the truth he'd found in the Bible. What would you have done? What would I have done? William Hunter chose God's word, and he chose the Lord Jesus. And 450 years ago, past March, William Hunter was burned at the stake because he would not stop putting God first. That's a challenge, isn't it? Comes to us this morning, we sit very nicely. We're going home to a nice chicken lunch or something like that. We're going to have a snooze in the afternoon, and then we're all going to come out again at night. But what a lovely day it's going to be. If we had to make that choice, how would we make it? Who would we put number one in our lives? I'm going to change this just a wee bit, and I want you to watch. Just a wee bit, and I hope you can read it. It's not number one this time you're going to see. It's something else. I wonder what it is. It says, "Not I." That's how you put God first. You see, it's not what I want. It's not what will make me great. It's not what will make me comfortable. It's what God wants for my life. You think about that for the rest of the week, even although you... maybe some of you can't understand everything the pastor preaches on. Remember this. To make God number one, you've got to say, "Not I. It's going to be God who comes first." Will you do that?